2.18.
What inspired you to become a photographer?
My cousin, who was 10 years older than me, built a darkroom in his house, which I used to visit. From the moment I saw a developing photograph appearing like magic on a piece of paper under the red light, I was completely hooked. At the same time, my school started a photography club, so I joined it. I soon knew it was what I wanted to do, and later I went on to study photography and filmmaking at university.
What sort of people do you usually photograph, and where?
I've mainly photographed classical musicians and their ensembles and orchestras. I usually photograph them at work, and they often perform in wonderful buildings, which are also great for photography. So I've had the chance to work in palaces and churches in Rome, Vienna, Salzburg, Paris, and other places.
Have you had any other famous clients?
Yes, several. I was once asked to photograph Prince Charles, for example.
And how did that go?
In fact, it was a bit embarrassing. He was visiting a mosque, and though there were many other press photographers there, I was the only one who was given permission to enter the mosque at the same time as the prince. When I got to the door, I was asked to take my shoes off, and I realised that I had an enormous hole in one of my socks. I was so embarrassed. All I could think about was this hole as I tried to get shots of Prince Charles. And then he left through a different door, and I had to follow him, still in my socks.
Do you have a favourite portrait of a celebrity?
I have lots. But, for example, there's a portrait of Meryl Streep by Annie Leibovitz, where she's wearing a face mask. It's absolutely wonderful.